taking the time to gather around the Word of God. My name is Minister Omoki, and to my right is Elder Davida Weddington. Thank you for joining with us and stealing away, spending some quality time around the Word of God and getting the rhema word on the situation.
Oh, yes.
We were just speaking about that. And it's getting the voice behind the voice. It's getting the message behind the word.
Yes.
And hearing that, it's almost like a secret message, which is which pertains to you. What's pertaining? Mm-hmm. It's just for you.
Yes.
But the Lord knows exactly what you need to hear to get you to move on what he needs you to move on.
Yes.
In instruction, but more importantly, it's an answer to that prayer from before. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody has their, I guess, their experiences of living the Christian life or otherwise, you know, when they put their prayers up.
Yes.
You know, Matthew 7:7 talks about that. You know, everyone asks, receives, they're supposed to. Mm-hmm. If you seek, you should find. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to. Mm-hmm. You know, and everyone that knocks, the door should be open. But not every believer has that testimony.
That's right.
But the word says we're supposed to experience it.
Yes, we are.
Just like that.
Just like that.
So why is it that we're not experiencing it just like that?
Mm-hmm.
Who have we put our reliance upon or in or on where we're not where we're supposed to be so that we can hear the next set of instructions, the voice behind the voice? And it may be the next set of instructions may be sit it down.
Yeah.
The next set of instructions may be don't touch that.
That's right.
You know, it may be don't nobody move.
That's right.
You know, don't do anything. Don't call. Don't do it. It may be.
Right.
But are you taking the time to build that relationship with the Lord so that you can hear the voice behind the voice behind the word, so you can hear what's next so that you can get the answer to everyone that asks receives, everyone who knocks, the door is open unto him. Everyone seeks, they find, and that you know, you're getting the answer to that prayer. The word is very clear. His promises to us, they are yes,
and
they are amen.
That's right.
And God has given us everything that pertains into life and godliness. So we know that already.
That's right.
So these are the things that we know already. That's like the, you know, these are the you understood of the conversation. This is stuff that we already know.
Yes.
But are we fully relying on God? Meaning, are we taking that pause, taking that Selah moment, and that stop, that pause, that break is making sure in the midst of the situation, not Lord, just get me out, but coming out better than I went in. But in the midst of that, have I relied on him? So we were talking about last three ways of knowing that we're really relying on him.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, we talked about, number one, is Jesus our daily bread?
Mm-hmm.
You know, have you made him your daily bread? Have you made him your provision?
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, there are tons of ways that I can get dinner, but, you know, how am I choosing to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Have I made him my daily bread in that situation? And we talk about having new mercies that are new to us every morning, and they are.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what it takes for us to get from point A to point B, but God does.
Mm-hmm.
And what keeps us safe and secure through that day, but God does.
Yes, he does.
So have we made him our daily bread? Mm-hmm. When you do, yes, you are fully relying on him.
Mm-hmm.
The second part of that we picked up on was Jesus being our rhema.
Oh, yes.
You know, that again, that voice behind the voice, that word behind the word. You know, I gave the example of, you know, when I was trying to pass, you know, an exam, you know, when I was in, you know, grad school, and I found a scripture, God has turned the tide. I said, yes, Lord, that's it right there.
That's right.
That's it right there. But held on to that. He said, do you hear? He said, I've turned the tide for you in this situation. You know, like, don't worry about it. I got you. What he was saying is, I got you back.
Mm-hmm.
And he did turn the tide in that situation. And I came out as pure gold on the other side with a name.
Mm-hmm.
Road tide, praise Jane Jesus. So, you know, do you know him as your rhema?
Right.
Have you spent enough time with the word, the logos, to get the rhema, which is the spoken word?
Mm.
That next set of instructions, if there need to be in that situation, did you get the next?
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing we were talking about is Jesus is your I am.
Mm.
And Jesus said unto them, most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.
Yes.
John 8:58, New King James Version. you know, when we do that, like, we, you know, our opening today, you know, yes. Hello, my name is Brafter Bribble, you know, mm-hmm. Liberty Butchamo, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. But, you know, you come in with, I am so-and-so. You know, I am Cornelia, whoever you are, you come out with an answer.
That's right.
But that's when Jesus ended his description of himself. He said,
mm-hmm.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
He said, I am.
Yes.
Who sent you?
I am sent me.
That's right. I am sent me.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. That's because he is everything.
Yes, he is.
And everything that has been or ever will be. Has been or ever will be. When you say, I need healing, Jesus says, I am your healing.
Mm-hmm.
When you say, Lord, I need money to pay my bills, Jesus says, I am your provision.
That's right.
I am Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
I am Gomorrah, God of recompense and reward.
Yes.
I am your protector. I am your deliverer. Jesus. I am your sanctifier. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I am your good shepherd.
Yes. Yes.
When you say, I am lonely or sad or in despair, he said, I am comfort.
Mm-hmm.
I am your help. I am Jehovah Ezer. I am your God of help. I am here for you. I am Rohi. I am your good shepherd.
Yes.
I am Makedesh.
Yeah.
I am.
Thank you, Jesus.
So Jesus is the answer to everything you'll ever need and want. And that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that comes to who are we relying on in that conversation?
That's right.
Who are you relying on in the midst of that?
Mm-hmm.
We know him to be Savior. We know him to be healer. We know that on paper.
Right.
But in the situation, are you relying on him to be those things?
Mm.
And sometimes I can say, truthfully, no.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're too busy trying to do it ourselves. No, right. Lord, I got this one.
Mm-hmm.
So we're waving him off. Mm-mm, I got it, Jesus. And wow. He's like, oh my goodness. So, and the thing is, again, where man seems right, maybe. But what is the end thereof?
That's it.
What is the end?
That's right. Lord said he makes you rich and had no sorrow.
Come on. That's what I'm talking
about. I say it all the time.
You say it all the time, mm-hmm. But there's truth in that.
It is truth in that.
So, you know, where do you find yourself? Where do you locate yourself? Like mm-hmm. I said, when you're at the mall, I am here. Where are you? Are you relying on him like you say you are?
Mm.
And if you haven't been, this isn't an indictment
no.
of not doing it right, but trying to move you forward to that relationship. Searching more of the deeper instead of the cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Just writing the scripture down or spending time with the scripture.
Mm.
And you only need one to whip the devil's tail, but
that's right.
Taking mm-hmm. that time. Mm-hmm. Again, like I said, I'm living 9 lives, maybe 10, mm-hmm. 20.
Okay.
Just through a course of different things, but not having that time, it makes you feel it as if you're so far away.
Absolutely.
From the Lord. Like, you know, mm-hmm. and I know he hasn't gone anywhere.
No, he hasn't.
But it makes you feel like you're so much further.
Yeah.
But it takes one act of relying on him to, whoosh, like, snap you back.
Yep.
I mean, and nothing, no, you say, you know what, Lord, you're so good.
Yes, he is.
And it seems like you just, it dawns on you like, I should have had a V8. Like, what is wrong with me?
Right.
Why didn't I do this sooner?
It took me so long.
It would took me so long to come back and do it that way. That's the thing.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yes.
So when he is your first call instead of your last resort,
mm-hmm.
your hope and confidence in the midst of that, oh my gosh, it blows up.
Mm-hmm.
It blows up because you're like, hey, I believe God for a pair of socks. Maybe I'll try the shoes next time. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll try this next time.
Right.
And so the thing is, you're building that relationship.
Right.
You know, I used to talk about one of the daycare kids. He used to stand at the top of the step and just, I'm like, wait, but I was waiting. He didn't think. Nothing crossed his mind to think, she's not going to catch me. Now, he didn't know. I was like apoplectic at the bottom. But guess what? I caught him every time because I was not going to catch that boy.
Mm-hmm.
Before I could get it out of my mouth good enough, he was already in midair. And I'm like, well, here we go. I was like, oh, Jesus. But I caught him.
Yep.
And nothing fazed him because he's like, she's going to catch me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. She's going to get me.
Mm-hmm.
Are we that reliant
Oof.
On the Lord? Yes. And that's the faith. You're like, oh, oh, oh. And the thing is, that means we need to spend more time.
Yeah.
He was that easy. God bless his little soul. Married with a child now. But he was that easy in knowing that I know she loves me. She's going to catch me.
Mm-hmm.
I know she loves me. It's going to be all right. Mm-hmm. I spend all of my day with her. She got me. That's where we need to be with the Lord.
That's it.
I spend my time with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's got me.
That's right.
He's got me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, so we're like, hey, what do you want for dinner? I know what you want. You know, I have one of my friends. We still go out to eat. And someone's like, hey, you know, what are you going to order for her? I said, don't order that. They're like, well, I said, she's got a problem with texture. She ain't going to eat that. So we laugh and we joke about it. She's like, hey, did you order for me? I'm like, girl, I sure did. She said, you didn't? I said, come on now. She said, yeah, you know better than that. She said, you're not going to eat that. Why? Because, see, that's my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I know what she is and is not going to eat.
Right.
Same thing to the Lord. He knows.
He does.
He knows. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But do we trust him enough to get to that? Do we trust him enough to get to that?
Mm-hmm.
So 1 Kings 18, 41 through whatever. And then, through 19 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
And take the time to go through and read that because we don't have time to today. But, you know, relying on God enough to that point.
Yeah.
That if you were like Joshua and you put up a prayer, Lord, I need the sun and the moon to stand still.
Oof.
I don't know how to make that happen, but I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because what he was really asking for in reverse was, Lord, I need more daylight.
Yep.
He didn't know how to get more daylight. In his mind, it was stop the moon, stop the sun.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord said, I'm stopping the earth.
Good Lord.
Yep.
That is so powerful.
And so instead of, hey, Lord, I need X amount of money for this mortgage, how about I give you the house and the land?
Mm-hmm.
Mortgage free.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
He's got a million ways to get you to where you need to be.
That's right.
But it becomes relevant to you when you rely on him.
Oh, Lord.
So, John 15 and 15 says, he who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. And without abiding in him, without me, you can do nothing. You're absolutely right.
That's right.
I can do a whole bunch of things and make a cotton picking shipwreck, which is what I think most of us have done one time or two, if we care to be truthful to ourselves in the mirror, in the bathroom.
Yeah.
If you want to be truthful, as Dot would say, when you're by yourself with all your smells.
That's right.
Being truthful, you've been to that point where, Lord, I got you. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. And wave him off and made a mess.
I ain't doing that no more.
And no, absolutely not doing that no more. But thank God, God is God.
Yes.
And you know, my favorite scripture in Psalms, God makes everything come out right.
Yes, he does.
And the end part of that scripture that does it for me, he puts victims back on their feet.
Yes, Lord.
So even when you've blown it up,
even
when you've blown it to smithereens, God says, I put victims back on their feet.
That's right.
So when I've blown past this roadblock and this roadblock and that roadblock, he still has a way of escape.
That's right. That's right. Every time.
Every time. How many times have we seen it?
Oh, my God. So too many times.
Too many times.
Yeah.
We've seen it happen just like that. And you're like, oh, my goodness.
Didn't expect that one.
Sure didn't expect it. And then when it came through, like, whoa.
Yeah.
But yeah. But he was faithful.
Yeah.
Our God is faithful.
Yes.
And we joke around, laugh all the time. You say, you know, should I wear this today? I say, you know, trust in your prophet. You know, 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. Trust your prophet so shall you prosper.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he's saying. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the prophet so shall you prosper.
Mm-hmm.
Rely on him. We cannot do anything successfully apart from him.
That's right.
And I think that, I can speak for myself. The times that I've been doing that, it was okay, but it could have been better.
Absolutely.
And then the times that it absolutely wasn't okay, I'm like, oof, should have done that differently. And again, it seems right on paper, but that's not where he wants us to go. He's looking to give us an expected end of good and not of evil.
That's right.
As it says in Jeremiah 29:11. Yeah. That's where he wants us to go.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't when we're not fully relying on him.
That's
so
right.
Seven ways Jesus is I am, which I absolutely love.
Yes.
He said, I am the bread of life.
Mm.
Jesus is your supernatural provision. not only for natural needs, but spiritual needs as well. Every need or desire is met through him alone.
That's right.
And that's John 6 and 35.
That is so good.
He is my I am.
Yes.
And said, tell him who sent you. I am that I am. That's that right. I am is, that's who it is.
Yes. Yes.
Number two.
Number two. I am the light of the world. Light is what keeps you out of darkness. It is direction, help, answers. When you are born again, you are connected to the most powerful light source available. Look it up in the Word. It tells you in John 8 and 12.
Yep.
And number three.
God says, I am the door. So a door is obviously the point of entry. We know that. He is the only door to salvation. He is the only way to heaven, true prosperity and protection. And that's John 10 and 9 in the King James Version. He said, I am the door.
Yes.
He is the way.
He is the way.
He is the way.
That's right.
Lord, I thank you for your word. You are the way in this situation. I may not know all the ins and outs, but I know I am.
Does.
There you go.
That's right.
Yep.
And the fourth way, I am the good shepherd.
Yes.
Now, a shepherd guides. He protects, provides for his sheep. His sheep know his voice. And when you listen to Jesus as your shepherd, you will always, you hear me?
Always.
You will always stay on the right path. It's just John 10 and 11. That's right. Always.
And that's it. I am. That's Jehovah Rohi. He is our good shepherd.
Yes, 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 yes.
And we say that a voice of a stranger will not follow.
Will not.
You know, we talked about that, you know, earlier. When I call the kids, they know. And I know each one of them. I know their cry. I know, like, who is that? Nope. That's Ethan. Nope. That's Callie. Nope. That's McKenzie. We know which one is which.
That's right. Don't get them mixed up.
Then thank God, God doesn't get us mixed up.
That's right. He doesn't.
He knows. But when we say we follow our good shepherd, we are relying on him.
Yes.
And the voice of a stranger we will not follow. That's it.
We will not.
We will not follow. So we know the difference. Everybody's like, you know, we hear it all the time. You know, so pray for me and stand in the prayer line. I'm not sure if it's me, if it's God, if it's the devil. Stop with all of that.
Please.
So please stop. Don't do that. That's ridiculous. So you know what's right. In all sincerity, you know what's right. That's why you're asking. And you know what's wrong. That's why you're asking. You're just trying to figure out another way around it. But the next part of that is how much time you spending with the word? How much time you spending with the Lord? You know, in context of what's going on with you, what he is telling you to do. So you running around, I'm not really sure.
Please.
Yes, you do, Pinocchio. You know exactly. What's going on is, are you willing to do it and to listen?
That's it.
Is more of the point.
That's right.
You know, like I said, when we're joking and everything, but you know, you absolutely know. So you know what? And if you're not clear, those are the things that we talk about. Like when we, you know, when we do fascinating things like that, that's to clear up your hearing. That's not to pry, to force that, you know, a legion of angels. That's not to, you know, to get God off this, you know, this little whatever. And we just push the button and it flaps them somewhere to get everybody to do something for it. That's not what this is about.
No.
When we do that time and we have communion and when we do the fast, that is to clear up our hearing.
Yes, it is.
That's to declutter the foolishness all the time of the fuzziness and I'm not sure and what else is going on. That's what that is designed to do, is to clean out your hearing so that you can hear in precise detail what is next. Yes. If there are, as I say every day in work, what are next steps?
Yes.
If there are next steps, or is the next step sit down and pause.
That's right.
Sit down and pause. Number five, I am the resurrection and the life. He is the power of life itself.
Yes.
The power over sin and death. That's what he is to you. Eternal life and healing, wholeness and prosperity here on earth.
It's good word.
And that's found in John 11 and 25.
Yes. And number six is, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
Jesus is the only way. Mm-hmm. He's the only truth and the only path to life.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a need or a problem, his word is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
If you face temptation, God always meets it with a way of escape.
That's it.
He said, your way of escape is already made, is already taken care of.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's John 14 and 6. Just there remember
is a way
that.
Out.
There is a way out.
There is a way, way out.
Yes.
And we laugh sometimes, you know, we're driving, we get lost. I said, look, I may not know where the heck I'm going, but I can tell you what, I can turn the truck around, I can go home.
That's right.
So now, hey, not know. Where I can't get there, I'm saying I know how to get back home.
Yep.
I know how to get out. Yep. But the Lord is saying, I got a way out for you.
Yes.
I have a way.
Mm, thank you, Jesus.
Matter of fact, he has more than one way, but
he does.
There's at least one way out. Mm-hmm. Like I said, and that goes back to Psalm 77 and 19, you know, with the children of Israel. Hey, he found a way. Mm-hmm. He said that he would be a cloud of something by day and a pillar of fire by night.
Night. Yes.
Who thought? Now, if you think about it, a hovering, moving with you pillar of fire should make you run.
Should.
But they were under that. This was direction.
Yes.
This was guide. This was, you're making my way at night.
Mm.
Because the night's got a little cold.
Mm-hmm.
But during the day, when the sun is out, they needed that cloud to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
So again, who ordered up that prayer? Who knew enough to order it in that fashion?
Mm-hmm.
I did not.
Wow.
But there was protection. Mm-hmm. And God knew what it took to get them that type of protection.
Mm-hmm.
God knows what it takes to get a resolution to whatever it is. If you need healing in your body, if you need a brand new body part, God knows what it takes to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That is living under grace. That is what Jesus went to the cross for.
That's right.
That is the benefits of the blood of Jesus. Mm. He is our healer,
yes,
our deliverer, our protector. He is everything we need.
Yes, he is.
And the abundant provision. So he is the payment.
Yes.
He's the payment.
Yes, he is.
So that we can stand here and say, or sit here and say, I am the righteousness of God.
Mm-hmm.
I am? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was made righteous because of what he did.
Yes.
So I can stand boldly and come boldly to the throne of grace and therefore ask without fear, without wrath, without dying. I can come boldly to the throne and ask and expect to receive.
Mm-hmm.
And when I come, I believe that I receive when I pray.
That's right.
Why do I believe that I receive when I pray? Mm-hmm. Because it was already done.
Already.
Now, that's a whole different story in and of itself, but your asking is different.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this. Now, I keep a basket of candy in my office.
Mm-hmm.
People running out of my office like it's a corner store bodega. I don't really care because I know they're really in there because of the candy.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. My feelings aren't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
They sometimes are at least decent enough to knock before they come in. But when they come in, they're like, hey, can I get some candy? They automatically, in their asking no, my answer is going to be yes.
Mm-hmm.
They don't come in, can I have a piece of candy? There's no need for that.
Right.
Because they know I'm going to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. When we pray, when we go to the Lord, we know in the beginning, we believe we receive when we prayed.
Right.
So our asking is different. We're not asking, Lord, can you do this for me, please?
Mm-mm.
Lord, I thank you for this outcome because I know.
Yes.
I believe I receive when I pray. And the reason I can go in like that is because he's given me everything that pertains to life and godliness. So my asking out of the gate is different.
That's right. That's right.
It's different. Mm-hmm. It's just like the kids. I'm not going to tell. They rarely will they hear me say no.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do some lines up? Sure we can.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes,
they know going in that the answer is going to be
yes.
Yes and amen.
That's
come
right.
on.
Mm-hmm. That's
but you right. only get that from relationship and fully relying.
That's right.
That's where God is trying to get us to.
Mm-hmm.
And number seven, I am the vine. Being connected to Jesus enables us to bear fruit of healing,
yes,
prosperity, promotion, increase, love, peace, and joy.
Mm.
In John 15:5, and actually tell them, he said, I am the vine.
Yes. We're the branches.
We're the branches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we are connected
yes.
to the source. He
right.
is our source of supply.
For everything.
I am that I am. I am your healer.
Thank you, Lord.
I am your
Thank
deliverer.
You, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I am your prosperity.
Yes.
Nothing broken, nothing missing. I am your shalom. I am your peace.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
He said that I am that Amen. I am. And we get that assurance when we fully rely on God.
Yes.
These are the benefits.
That's right.
These are the benefits. So Amen. We appreciate you. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for being with us on this journey of fully relying on God.
Yes.
And taking the time. We really want you to just get down in this. Take time in this. And it's going to take time. It's going to take time in relationship, building that relationship with the Lord, but building yes. that trust and confidence in Him,
oh,
knowing
yes.
that you are the apple of His eye, that He loves you with an undying love. There is nothing like the love of God and the relationship that He wants to have, to continue to have with us, and know that God makes everything come out right. He puts
yes.
victims back on their feet, and know that God is God.
Yes, He is.
God bless you.
God Amen. Bless you. Amen.
We thank you for joining us for service today. Before we leave, we would like to give you the opportunity to know Jesus. It's as simple as ABC. I accept God and I acknowledge the sins in my life. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and I commit my life to you. If you said that simple prayer, we believe that you've been born again. Welcome to the family.